now it's time for our Friday Story Corps series. We want to revisit a story we first broadcast in 2015. Today, Steve Pemberton is a business executive, speaker, and author. But when he was 3 years old, Steve was taken from his mom and placed into the foster care system. A few years ago, Steve went to the Story Corps booth in Chicago where he spoke to producer Bill Healy. He told Bill about bouncing from one foster care placement to the next, until he found a family that kept him for more than 10 years. Though it provided some stability, Steve says that situation was far from perfect.
I went to live with the foster family that had a reputation for being a safe haven. But in short order, you know, does not turn out to be the safe haven at all. They painted this picture of me as this broken boy. All at the same time, painting this picture of this idyllic family who took in foster children. And they were far from that. They were monsters. I joined the debate team, forced me to quit that track, forced me to quit that. You know, anytime I was having success in anything, they forced me to quit. I told my social worker about this, and I also detailed for him, finally, a lot of the abuse that I was enduring in that situation, and he believed me. I was scheduled to leave there, but the day after Christmas, he called the house to wish me a Merry Christmas, and they overheard me talking to him. And one of their biological sons beats me severely for talking to the social worker. And I was so angry. I just escaped. I left the house. It was bitterly cold. I only had on a T-shirt. I'm bloodied and bruised. And I went down to the Department of Social Services, and I told my social worker that if we wait a couple more days, I'm not going to survive. For the rest of that afternoon, I watched him call, trying to get someone to take me in. But at that age, 16, African-American, male, it's the holidays, the consistent answer he gets is, we don't have room. And he finally at one point turns to me and says, do you know anyone? And that's when I remembered the teacher, John Sykes. So we called intending to leave him a message, but we didn't have to because he was, during school break, he was in the school office correcting papers. And a social worker said, can Steve stay with you for a week or so while we find him more permanent placement? And it wasn't necessary to find more permanent placement because that's where I stayed for the rest of my high school career. You know, in a way, I think he knew that what I was asking for was the only thing I really needed. I just needed a place where I'd be safe, where I could concentrate on my studies, where I could get to college. And that's what he provided. There's a lot of things I love as much, but few things I love more than him. Most important man in my life. My children call him Grandpa John. So Christmas for me is always going to mean a lot more than just gifts and the season. You know, Christmas to me is waking up with my three children now who have such a very different view of the world than I did, which is exactly the way it should be.
That was Steve Pemberton talking to WBEZ's Bill Healy back in 2015. He's the author of a memoir about his life experiences. It's called A Chance in the World. This conversation was recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you want to record an interview, you can sign up for a StoryCorps Chicago virtual recording booth session. A facilitator will help guide you. That's at StoryCorps.org/Chicago.